Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
What the hell was that? Was that you?
That was nothing, man.
I heard a noise.
It was just a noise. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just a noise. No big deal. We're just doing a show. It's not a big deal.
I think it was on Matt's end.
Welcome to... Was that on your end, Matt?
Yeah, I knocked over a highlighter.
That's okay. Matt, it's okay if you do it. If Batman does it, it's a problem.
Douche.
Come on, Batman. Get your crap together.
Welcome to Cirque du Soleil. Welcome to Romper Room. I am Brad, and my show is called Romper Room. No, it's called the Brad Westmar Show. Tonight, it may be called Romper Room, or it's a freaking circus around here. And in fact, you know, I think what's going to happen right now is I'm going to slide a little bit into Brad 1.5 for just a few minutes because I'm sorry, Matt, but I feel like venting a little bit, and you haven't heard this part of me, and I'm going to, well, you haven't heard it, like...
Today.
Exactly. Exactly. That's not fair. Magic Matt Forte, it's great to have you with us, and...
Good to be here.
Appreciate having you here. And Jared will not be with us tonight, but he has sent in his Bass Ackwards fantasy football picks, which we will get to here in a little bit. But first of all, I would like to slide into some more comfortable pants and become Brad 1.5 to 1.25 or so, maybe 1.33 or so. I have some venting to do. And I'm going to do my best to not completely blast Batman because I know that for all the things that go wrong at Jackalope Radio, and let's be honest, a few things go a little wrong here at Jackalope Radio, at least when it comes to the Brad Westmar Show.
You're cursed.
That's the rumor. But ironically, coincidentally, you say the same thing to Josh Hadley, and we've conferred about this, and we decided that that's just your way of trying to sew things up by telling people that they're cursed. But when you tell everybody they're cursed, that means you're cursed, Batman.
Actually, it's only you and Josh. I think he rubbed up on you because you were on his show.
Okay, that could be. That could be, but bull. Anyway, I need to vent. First of all, 2 weeks ago, we did a live show. Well, a show, I should say. And sure enough, Friday night comes around, 8 o'clock, and 8:01, as we normally cut off the show before us, because they always run too long, and we have no way to fix that, which sounds really bad, by the way. They cut them off, and they start our show, and come to find out, it's a show from 6 weeks ago. So we're airing a Brad Westmar show from 6 weeks ago. And of course, nobody emails me, nobody texts me, nobody calls me, nobody tweets me, nobody Facebooks me, okay? Nobody MySpaces me. Nobody Friendsters me. Is Friendster even still around? I don't even know. But
is that such a thing?
There used to be. It was like before Facebook, and it failed miserably.
But no one sent you a letter.
No one sent me a letter. Nobody sent a cop over to tell me that we were airing a show from 6 weeks ago. But thankfully, yours truly, with the ego that he has on Fridays, was listening to himself, as he always does, to see how he sounds. And thankfully, I was able to call Batman, who, as you know, he's never in front of the studio or never at the studio when our show airs. So the only thing I really can do is call him and complain that the wrong show is running because he can't do anything about it because he's in Timbuktu or Florida to see Iron Maiden or in Olathe, you know, dressed as Batman at a Comic Con or something like that. So there's nothing he can ever do about it when things screw up. Am I right?
Well, yeah, in this case, I was at a con.
Batman is always apologetic. He's always apologetic. So that, no big deal. It got taken care of. They aired the show a lot. We got the show uploaded as quickly as possible. You know, no big deal. Well, then I find out here after last week's Best Of, which, by the way, aired correctly, thank you, that I had uploaded the podcast. I beg your pardon. It was the Best Of when I was in Denver. Come to find out, that podcast isn't working right. But again, nobody told me. Okay, so Matt, there's kind of a history going on here where you see nobody's telling me that these problems are happening. Okay,
yeah,
and it concerns me a little bit because it makes me wonder. I mean, what's the first question that comes to your mind, Matt, when you find out that nobody is telling you? I mean, think about it for a minute. Back in our real radio days, if the station goes off the air and nobody calls you, what's the first thing you think to yourself? Yeah, if you're on the air and the station goes off the air and you know the station's off the air, but nobody has called the request line to say, "Hey, do you know you're off the air?" What does that make you think?
Why isn't anybody listening?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Yeah. Is anybody freaking listening out there? It used to be it was a tweet fest during the show, okay? And now I don't think anybody's listening, and that's okay because I'm a listening on demand kind of guy. That's why I want the podcast. That's why I want the downloads, because it gives people an opportunity to listen to the show whenever they can listen to the show. Yes, Batman.
Well, honestly, I can show you the stats that there are listeners. That's frustrating for me because I put all of my heart and soul into making sure people listen to you live. I do.
I mean, that's really just stop the baloney, okay?
I'm not giving you any baloney.
I don't think anybody's listening on Fridays, but I don't care. That's okay. It doesn't bother me. But what bothers me is I'm not sure if anybody's downloading the show either, because here I've got a podcast that was uploaded incorrectly by me from Denver, okay? Apparently there was a problem that happened. Nobody told me. It took me a week. I finally got home, and I tried to download the podcast myself on my iTunes because, as you know, I like to listen to myself, and it didn't download. And I'm like, when was anybody going to tell me that the freaking podcast hasn't been working for 5 or 6 days? Well, and then 5 days after you supposedly uploaded last Friday's show, I find out that that one's not working either. But thankfully, there were two listeners that actually let me know about it. But I mean, really, is anybody out there listening?
We got to get to the important question here. The one that did air accidentally from 6 weeks ago, was I on that one?
No.
Oh, come on, Batman.
No, you know, the
it's supposed to be a Best of Magic Matt night. We worked this out.
The problem with that one was I was actually on the road and I did all of it from the road. So it was not a good show. It was a good show. Anyway.
I like that one.
It was a good show. It worked, you know. But then, okay, so then it gets even better because I realized that people are just not terribly. I need to realize I'm not Brad 1.0. I can't say what I normally would say. I need to say this properly. People, not everybody is as aggressive online as I am, is the best way to put it. For example, if I am told, go to suchandsuch.com and download my show. If I go to suchandsuch.com and it doesn't say so-and-so show, I start to search around for it. Okay, I start to try to figure things out. I do some reading. I do whatever it takes to find it. Unfortunately, most people are not like me. Okay, most people, I believe, get online, they go, don't see it, and go away and forget about it. And one of the reasons why that disturbs me so much, Batman, is because when the show is wrong, okay, that bothers me a little bit. Okay, but it rarely happens on Jackalope. It rarely, rarely happens on Jackalope, to your credit. However, we've come now to the podcast, and here's the problem with the podcast. As you know, Batman, we've had multiple problems with iTunes Music Store. The problem is that our show is still showing up on there, okay? And people still think that is the place to get the podcast, okay? I spoke to a guy in Denver that I've known for many, many years, and he said, look, he goes, I've been trying to listen to your show, but, you know, I go on to iTunes and there's only like 7 episodes there, and they're like from February and March, and I don't understand, am I doing something? I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, have you ever gone to bradwesmar.com, clicked on podcast, and read what Brandon and I put on there? It says right there what's going on and what you're supposed to do. The problem is people don't search it out. They don't care. If it's not right there in front of them, perfectly in line, they're done. They're done with it. Yes, Batman.
I got an email last night from some guy saying, "Hey, I would really be nice if I could listen to your show. Why don't you try putting a player on the page?"
See?
I have a player in the dead center of the page.
I know you do.
Jeez.
I don't understand. And while we're at it, seriously, I'm in such a mood.
You do not want to with me.
That's right, Meatloaf.
You understand me?
So, this is how I'm feeling right now. Matt, are you seeing where I'm coming from here?
Yes, I do, 100%.
So my point, Batman, this is directed at you, my friend, so please stay in front of the mic for 1 second. I've asked you before, only one time. I'm going to ask you again. If there is one thing that I desperately need you to do, it is this. You need to continue to contact iTunes Music Store and tell them to get that POS version of the pod. I don't care whose fault it is or whose fault it was or why it's screwed up or why it's such a goddamn mess. You tell them, get that mother father off of your freaking store before I sue your ass, because I'm sick and tired of people going to it and not understanding what's going on. Then what I'm going to do is I'm either going to resubmit it from Podomatic.com, or quite frankly, I may upload it myself through the websites that I use with Brandon so that I can submit all the shows on there. I'm not sure, but it needs to be redone because we're getting killed by not being on the iTunes Music Store correctly. Killed.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell their problem is. I will do that.
Thank you. Please stay on them about that, because honestly, Magic Matt has put a lot of heart and effort into the show in the few weeks that he's been here. And I
think he deserves to be heard.
He deserves to be heard. I completely agree with that. Never mind me, but he deserves to be heard.
That's right. I got big hopes and dreams, and if it's not on iTunes, those are getting dashed.
Precisely. So there is one more piece of venting that I need to do, and we've gotten nowhere on the show so far. But hey, the important thing is our Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Draft is coming up very, very shortly, which brings me to my next complaint. And I'm not going to mention any names, because I mentioned some names on the air before. But people tend to disappoint me. I mean, this is pretty much my life. And frankly, I try to lead my life in a positive way off the microphone. I really, really do. I can still be a complete jerk off. I realize this. I am at times. And this show, unfortunately, is my huge ego boost. I come on here, and frankly, Matt, let's be honest here. If I didn't bash people on this show, was just Mr. Nice Guy, would we even have a show?
Well, you got to be yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That's part of you. Fiery.
I think so. This is where I unleash the beast, you know, for
that's right.
Lack of a better way of saying it. So honestly, I'm very, very disappointed in a couple of people, because I definitely had what I thought was one guy from outside the station, also in sports radio, locked up to play our Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. Unfortunately, he neglected to respond to any of my other messages that I've sent him over the last couple of weeks. And at this point, he's not going to be on it either. And I've also a local guy as well who actually inspired me to get back on the air here this year. And for some reason, I just couldn't get much of a commitment out of him. And it's like, you know, I decided I'm not going to force the issue, because the last thing I need to do is try to push people into doing something that they don't really want to be a part of. So here we are this week. We're going to do our Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football, which I'm very excited. Frankly, Matt, I hope it catches on nationwide. I mean, it's possible,
pretty
isn't
cool.
It? Yeah.
I think so. I was reading things over again today, and I think it's fun. It's definitely a different take on things.
I think you've definitely hit it on the head. I mean, this is something that I came up with a while back with Jared, and you know, you helped put it together, and I think you did a fantastic job, and I think that we're going to learn. Yeah, well, you're welcome. And I think we're going to learn from our mistakes on this Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. I think we'll probably have some modifications. But in the long run, I really think this might catch on. And I will tell you this. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this so badly is because I suck so bad at regular fantasy football. I mean, I know you're not bad at it at all. And I know you're pretty much you're the real deal.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I've got a problem.
And that's cool. That's cool. But and that's why it was so great to have you on the show to put this together, because you have the knowledge of regular fantasy football and also the passion to kind of help put it together and keep track of it. And
yeah,
like I said, maybe hopefully, you know, this will catch on. Maybe next year we can get a few more people into it. So, I mean, seriously, my real gut feeling is that what I should do is pick my players like I'm playing regular fantasy football. And I'm pretty sure I'll kick all your asses if I do that, because that's the way my teams end up, you know?
Just naturally bad at it, huh?
Pretty much, pretty much. Yeah. So
it's going to come in handy in our league.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried now. I'm already, I got my sheets all highlighted up. And
I know, it's great.
I'm ready, but now that I know that you're naturally bad, I might be in trouble.
Well, you know, the good thing is we got a guy who's even more naturally bad, and his name is Batman, and he's going to play too, and he has no idea what he's doing.
Probably win.
He might. I've already explained to him that he needs to go to bradwesmar.com and click on the Jamie Eisenberg link that's on there. Was there a reason why we chose Jamie Eisenberg's list and not that other goofy guy on CBS?
Because he knows his stuff. He really does. That's a podcast I listen to is those two guys on CBS mm-hmm. Sports, and he really knows his stuff.
Okay.
He actually got an award this year. It's a National Fantasy Football Award for his accuracy.
Ah.
So that's kind of why I decided to.
And
go
I thought
with him.
Maybe you were going to tell me it was because he kind of looks like you. Just a little
bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. Hey, and a side note, you know who his cousin is? Is the actor
Jesse?
Jesse Eisenberg. Yep.
It's funny you say that, because tonight we're not going to have time, but tonight we're going to talk a little bit about The Social Network, the movie, which Jesse Eisenberg plays. Mm-hmm. Mark Vanju, what's his name again?
Oh gosh, the Facebook.
My
guy?
Mind just went blank. I can't believe I can't remember his name now.
Don't feel bad. I can't either.
Mark Vandenberg, something Berg. He's some kind of
Zuckerberg.
Thank you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Somethingberg.
Somethingberg. Yeah. So we won't talk about that tonight. But that's funny that they happen to be related too. So. Real quick, a couple of things, and then we're going to go ahead and break, and we're going to get Brandon on the horn, and we're going to get going with our draft here for Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. But a couple weeks ago, Janie Lane, the former lead singer of the band Warrant from the late 80s and early 90s, passed away. And I got to say that it didn't quite hit me as hard. See, I just choked up a little bit.
Keep it together.
It didn't quite hit me as hard until I was. I don't know if I can do this, man. Because I just get the song, got a picture of your house and you're standing.
Don't do this to yourself.
Heaven isn't too far away. Anyway, I was at JJ the Pollock's house, of course, in Denver, and we were just having a minor chat real quick about Janie Lane. And it wasn't until that instant that I remembered that I had an encounter with Janie Lane back in the early 90s when they were playing one of their concerts in Sioux City, Iowa. I don't know. I was kind of Warrant crazy. I really liked watching them. I don't know. I just they were one of those bands when I was in college that were still pretty hip. So
we used to rock out to Warrant, riding in your car when we were both working at the radio station.
See, I don't
Machine Gun, Dog Eat Dog CD.
Oh, that's a great album. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Great CD. And so I forgot about the encounter that I had with him. It was probably around the time that album was released in about 1992, because I had to be 21. And after the show, at the end of the show, they said, hey, everybody, come on out. We're going to be at Club 201. We want you to party with us. Now, you remember Club 201 was like the only nightclub in Sioux City,
yep.
You know. And at that time, you were 4 years old, but I was 21. So we just said, you know what? We're going to go. We're going to go check it out. We're going to go meet Janie Lane. And sure enough, I mean, they were there. They weren't kidding. The place was packed. And back then, I guess I knew no fear, or I was really drunk, or both, or something. And I went right up to Janie Lane, and I said, hey, man, Janie, great job tonight. You really kicked ass. It was a great show. And he looked at me for a minute, kind of glassy-eyed, kind of, you know.
Imagine that.
Pretty sure he was drunk. And he looked at me, and he grabbed my hand, and he shook it, and he said, thanks a lot, man. I had a great time. And then he walked away. But
wow. That
was my Janie Lane encounter, you know.
It's powerful.
Rest in peace.
Powerful stuff.
Powerful, powerful. And during our pre-show, we were talking, which we should always have the recorder running, and we don't. But if we did, it'd be great, because I was doing some things that we won't get into because we're probably going to save it for a show, but a different show. But we also mentioned, I'd totally forgotten about our encounter with another rock great.
Yeah, Eddie Money.
Yeah.
And we both worked for the station, and he was in town with who was it? Lover Boy?
Maybe that was that.
I don't know who it was. Might have been. Yeah, I don't know who it was. Anyway,
I don't remember.
And then we got to go backstage and meet him for after he played the first part of the show there.
That is true. And the backstage was not. It was literally backstage because it was back in the parking lot.
Parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the bus. That's the closest I've ever come to a tour bus.
Me and too.
Do you remember his wife or girlfriend or whatever?
Yes, she had two rather large fake eyes.
I think you could have used her as a flotation device if you'd have veered off into the river.
The Raffigato race that year. Yeah.
Yeah. Could have used her.
Yeah. I think I actually stepped up on the bus to get my backstage pass signed by him, and I probably still have that somewhere. And then the other thing that I remember that I'll bet you do as well, aside from the picture, Polaroids that I still have somewhere, and I think you do too, was that Craig Quinn started to take pictures of his kids, or he had one or two of his little kids with him. They were just walking around, maybe 2 or 3 years old, tops, maybe even only like one or so. And Craig Quinn, one of our coworkers, was trying to take pictures of him, and they stopped him and said, no, you can't take pictures of his kids. And they were very, very particular about that. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, I do remember that a little bit too. Yeah,
a little strange, but
yeah.
But I mean, I guess it makes sense. I mean, but they didn't mind us taking pictures of Eddie's wife's eyes. But anyway,
you can't miss them. They were in every shot, no matter what.
Yeah, they definitely were. Hey, let's check this real quick. I just got a text message from our good friend Brandon. I'm sure he's right now wondering, where the hell are you? He says, "I have time for a 5-minute shower." That was about 3 minutes ago. I'm going to say no, and we'll see what he says. All right, there we go. I tell you. You talk about communication. That's... Brandon may be the worst communicator on the planet. He makes Batman look like a good communicator. I mean, I sent Brandon a Twitter here this afternoon about 4:30 to make sure we were still good. I sent him a text, nothing. And then finally, I sent him another text that said, "Hey, a response would be particularly helpful." And then what does he do? What do people do when you're hounding them and you're just trying to text them or whatever? You just want a quick, verbal response, like in writing. What do? They call. So that did not mean that you needed to call me, Brandon. But
just a simple okay.
Yeah, Jared's that way too, and Batman's kind of that way too at times. But me, I just, you know what? If you're texting me, that means you just want to text me, and I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that. Matt and I, we got that down. And by the way, Matt, you're a good communicator, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No.
I take pride in that.
You should. I'm ready for the draft. Are we ready for the draft?
Let's do this.
Let's take a break, and we will do the draft. When we come back, we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And now, this public service announcement from Ghostface Killer from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling y'all, man, when y'all get up in the morning, man, don't just brush your teeth, man. Scrub your tongue, man. Scrub that fucking halitosis off that fucking tongue of yours, man. Word up. This is real talk right here, man. Scrub your tongue, man. That's where all your bad breath, your little fucking corroded bacteria be running around tap dancing on your fucking tongue at night, son. Word up. You know what I mean? Dried up food, nigga. Niggas got that food tongue, man. Wake up, mouth smelling like shit, son. You know what I mean? Because it's all in your fucking mouth, son. It's growing on that shit. You know what I mean? Scrub that shit, son. Put some toothpaste on that shit. Brush your teeth and scrub your tongue, man. Scrub your lips, all that shit, man. I don't give a fuck. Stick the toothbrush down your fucking throat if you have to, my nigga. Word up. Get that shit up off there, man. That's not nice. That's not a good look, son. Brush your fucking teeth every day, man, because your mouth, y'all might not can't smell it, but y'all should smell like mad shit, son. You know what I mean? Brush your fucking teeth, man. Do it hard, man. Brush some shit till your gums bleed, my nigga. Do something, man. Swallow a box of baking soda and peroxide, nigga. This how you do it. Brush your teeth, throw some Listerine in there too at the same time, man. Your shit gonna be on fire, but it worked.
This has been a public service announcement from Ghostface Killer and this radio station.
Once you get past the taste, you've got it licked. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic, Matt Forte, and Batman here. And we have on the line with us our good friend and helper on my websites, Mr. Brandon Nichols. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How about you?
Doing good. Awesome. Good. Are you naked still, or did you finally put some underwear on?
I finally put the underwear on. I figured you weren't showing up.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God we don't have video, too. Okay, so we are ready to do our Brad Westmar Show Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Draft. I'm excited about this. Honestly, I'm excited about football. Who's ready for some football? Are we ready for some football this Sunday? I'm ready. Let's get some applause. Yeah. Yeah. It's about friggin' time. In fact, it feels like it's been so long because of the lockout and everything that I can't even remember who the draft picks were. I'm not even sure which ones are the rookies and which ones are actually in their second year. I'm kind of getting confused. But and by the way, some of the rookies may end up getting picked today, as a matter of fact. So
maybe
this could be interesting. So without further ado, I want to get some theme music going here for Magic Matt. There we go. Yeah, little
awesome faucet. Music.
I think so. They start using it for baseball too, though. That was dumb.
Yeah, they kind of watered it down.
That wasn't very. Yeah,
get you fired up. Not get that in the Monday Night Football music. That gets you fired up.
I agree, and we're gonna do more with Monday Night Football here in the next week or two. So for now, Matt, I would like you, if you don't mind, very quickly to review with our listeners and also our players. By the way, I also have Jared Afkar's list here. And so we will use him as well. We'll have five people in our league. Matt, please explain to everybody in brief how we play Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football.
Well, basically, it's real simple. Each team will draft one QB, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, one kicker, one coach, and one defense. The main categories are rushing yards, receiving yards, passing yards, and we'll rank those each week. So if your player has the least amount of rushing yards, you get the most points.
Which will be five, right?
Yeah, which would be 5 points. And then if you have the second least, obviously you'll get 4 points down to one. And then we're also going to do bonus points for turnovers. Mm-hmm. QBs will get bonus points for getting sacked. A couple of the fun rules we have, we're going to give bonus points for the coaches if they get bleeped out in the post-game press conference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's only for game day post-game. It's not anything during the week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get bonus points if your guys get hurt,
mm-hmm,
or arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Or what else did we have here? Bonus points. And our defense, obviously, is if your defense gives up the most points during the week, you're going to get the most points out of that. And we're also going to have a bonus defensive player. So say you pick a certain defense, then you designate one player off that defense. And if he gets hurt,
yeah,
bonus points.
Hope he gets hurt, yeah.
But we just reward futility and injuries and
I actually call that defensive player that you designate to try to get him injured and hope, uh-huh, that he gets injured, I call that the Bob Sanders player. Because honestly, I was hoping that he was going to play for a team that whose defense I'd want to pick, so I could designate him as my guy. But I don't have San Diego on my list at this point because they're probably going to be a little bit too good on defense for me to want to take their defense. But you could also call it the Brian Urlacher. What else? I mean, maybe the Troy Polamalu. Really, almost any strong safety is probably a good choice.
There's some good ones out there. There's one really good one, but I'm saving it. I want to give away one of my picks.
Probably not a bad idea. So without further ado, if that covers the rules, Matt, I think it's best if we go ahead. What's that? It does or it doesn't?
No, that about does it. Okay. The rest, you know, like you said, the rules are on the website, so if you want an exact breakdown, just go to the website.
Check it out at bradwestmar.com. So we need to pick the order very quickly, Matt. I want you to pick out, since I'm the host, I'm going to go ahead and let you pick a number for me. We're going to figure out where I'm going to draft.
Well, actually, I just have the names in the hat.
Oh, good.
I'm going to pull them out
that way.
That's
good.
Easier.
Okay, that's fine.
That
go ahead.
It saves us a step there.
Good idea.
First name, drafted first, is Brad.
Hey,
what do you know?
Of course I am.
It's not rigged or anything.
Perfect.
He told me to tape that to my finger before we started.
Who's going to be number two?
Brandon.
Brandon, very well.
Nope, I'm sorry. I read my own handwriting stinks. That's Batman.
That's Batman. Oh, Batman's number two.
Sorry, Brandon. False alarm. All right, next is Brandon.
Brandon's three.
There we go.
Okay.
And then fourth is Jared.
Oh, and
fifth is me.
That's too bad, Magic Matt Forte.
I screwed that up.
You kind of did. Okay.
All right, anyway.
We'll go ahead and get things started right now, I guess, and I have the opportunity to pick any player I want to. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football, you're doing your best to pick the crappiest players you can, the players you think are going to have the poorest showing this year in the NFL. So I'm going to play this music through one more time. I'm going to cut it off. It's getting a little old. This is tough because I know, Matt, you have a strategy, and I have no strategy at all. I think for the most part, it looks to me like a defense is a good pick because you can get multiple good things for that. I think a coach is a good thing. I think there's one coach that everybody would have number one on their list. I really, really want to take that coach. I'm trying to think to myself as who the worst player is or who the most. And again, we get points if any of our players get hurt, correct? If they get out, we talked about that a little bit, right?
And it has to be if they get hurt during the game and they're out for the rest of the game, you get those bonus points for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're involved in the weekly scoring for them. Okay. However, if he misses for each additional game he misses, you get points. You don't get the weekly points for, say, you know, fewest rushing yards, but you'll get bonus points for each game that he's out injured.
That makes sense. It's pretty obvious you've thought this well through. So,
sadly,
you know, without further ado, I think I've got to take the one thing that I think is going to give me that'd be a dumb move. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a guy who I really think sucks balls. I'm going to take quarterback Tavares Jackson.
Oh, good pick.
I think Tavares Jackson sucks. So I'm going to take him, and I'm going to congratulate myself with some applause as well. Good job, Brad. Good job. Nice work. What's that?
I just said good job. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We probably could have gotten Tavares Jackson for the show.
Had
we known he was going to be number one pick,
probably could have. All right, we got to keep
real flattered.
We got to keep this thing moving. Number two is Batman. Batman, you've got the list pulled up there. You can pick anybody off those top 32s to designate as your crummiest player in quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, defense, and then head coaches. We're going to have to help you with, but that's okay. What do you want?
Drew Brees, Batman,
quarterback.
Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy. Okay.
Not bad.
Not a bad pick. He's going to take quarterback Colt McCoy. Very good. I guess we got to keep this thing moving. Let's go ahead and do our third pick, which is Brandon. Brandon, what do you want to do?
Quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. That's a really good pick. In fact, I had him as number three, but I really wanted him at number one. But Tavares Jackson sucks pretty bad, too. So, okay. Very good. Now, Jared is next, I do believe. Now, Jared did not indicate. He gave me a list by position, but didn't give me a list, you know, in order. So I'm going to go ahead and just take a quarterback. And I know he hates this quarterback because he hates this team. I don't know that it's the best pick, but at least it helps him root against him. He's going to take Mark Sanchez from the New York Jets as his quarterback. So
easy guy to root against.
I would agree. Actually, number two was Colt McCoy for him. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And Matt, now it's up to you. This is going to be your number one pick. And you made it sound to me like off the air that you had a clear-cut number one pick.
This is the perfect guy to build my organization around.
Okay.
He plays on a crappy team. Mm-hmm. He's a hothead. Mm-hmm. And he's injury-prone. Steve Smith of the Panthers, wide receiver.
That's a very good pick. Very, 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 very good. Now, you were saying off the air that he was in the top 32, then fell off when Eisenberg redid his...
Yeah, the original list I had was his preseason ranks, which is what I wanted to use. Mm-hmm. And then the link we had linked to that originally, and then I don't know when it was, either the last couple of days, it linked to his week one rankings.
Okay.
So he was in the top 32, and then for week one, he dropped out. But he's in the preseason top 32.
I say it's fair enough, so no problem there.
I made the rules up, so I'm calling it good.
I agree. Go ahead.
Are we going to do serpentine draft then? We go 5 through 1.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. That's probably not a bad idea. Let's do the serpentine draft. Let's go ahead and go back to 5. I know why you did that, because you want to say.
Again, I made the rules. I'm going to type that in right now.
Very nice. Very nice. No, I think we should go ahead and do serpentine. Go right ahead, my friend.
Defense. One of my least favorite teams. And they got a real injury-prone player on them, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. That's great because that's number two on my list, but I'm not going to get him now. Who's going to be your player on the defense?
Sean Merriman.
Ah, yeah.
The roids have taken their toll. His joints are all messed up. He's easy injury.
That's very good. That's very good. Okay, so we're back to number four now, and Jared, and I believe then we'll let's take a look. And we're going to go ahead and take – oh, he'll like this too. I'm going to take his defense as well. We're going to give him the Chiefs defense because that's his number one defense. So we're going to give that to him. So Jared has the Chiefs defense at second pick, and we're going to go now to Brandon for his second pick.
I'm actually going to pick my next as a coach.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Rex Ryan.
Oh, that's a good pick.
There he
that's
goes.
Everybody's number one right there. That's good. That's good. It's going to be interesting to see who people go with after Rex Ryan now that he is gone. So
kind of surprised he lasted that long.
I seriously considered taking him at number one. So, but I was afraid he wouldn't swear every week. So I wasn't really sure.
Paced himself.
Exactly. We are now to Batman for his second pick. Batman, who would you like to take for your second pick?
Defensive team. Is that right?
If you want to take a defense,
right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions. Okay. Not a bad pick. Detroit Lions.
So are we yes. going to get everybody's injury player today off of the defenses?
I think we're going to go.
Can we wait on
we're
some
gonna,
of that?
We'll wait on that for Jared and Batman because neither Jared and nor Batman really have an idea. Batman or Jared didn't write one down. So,
okay.
So that's fine. We'll get the defensive players. But if you have yours, obviously, I'll give mine. And Brandon, if he has his, he can give his today. So that's
okay.
fine. Okay. Number one. Let's see. I'm back to me now, aren't we? All right. Let's see. I am back to me. All right. Let's see. I think that I would like to take – crap. This is tough. This is tough because there are some crap ballers here.
a lot of crappy guys to pick from.
You know, I think even though this one – I think this one's a sure thing, whether it be for just crappy play, turnovers, injuries. I think taking tight end Jeremy Shockey is a good move on my part. So I'm going to take –
number one tight end on my board.
Me too. I'm taking Jeremy Shockey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're writing these down, right, Matt? Because I'm not.
Yep.
So
I got them.
Good. Good. All right. Back now to Batman.
You get to go again. No, you go again.
Oh, I get to go again.
Yep.
Oh, I like this. I like this game. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to. Boy, it's tough because I'm sitting here looking at defenses. I'm looking at running backs. Oh man. I'm going to hold off on the defense, and I'm going to take a. I'm going to take a running back, and I'm going to take. I'm going to take Mike Tolbert. Mike Tolbert.
That was fine.
Yeah. Who does he play for?
The San Diego
Chargers, yeah. I'm going to take Chargers. Mike Tolbert. There we go. Yeah. So he's my next pick. And now we're back to Batman. Batman, you can now pick somebody, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, whatever
Let's
you
do
want.
Running back.
Okay.
And I'm going to do Delone Carter from Indiana.
Who?
Oh.
From where? Oh, from Indianapolis?
Is that it? Indianapolis.
What's his name?
Delone.
Delone Carter. Yeah,
Delone
he's a
Carter?
Rookie.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Not.
Did he?
That's
is,
not,
he in the, is he on the list?
He's on the list.
Oh, not a bad pick, Batman. Yeah. Yeah. Nice job. Where are we next? Who goes next? Brandon? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brandon.
I don't see him on the list. Hold on. We got to wait a second. I don't see him on the list.
He's on there, running backs. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on 41, though. He's way down there.
You have to pick the top 32.
Oh, do I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I just say that because he might not play.
Yeah, we have to take top 32.
Fred Jackson, Buffalo.
Fred Jackson. There you go. What is that?
Nothing. I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Les Marl kick you, man.
Now it's your pick, Brandon. You can't answer your phone.
Felix Jones, running back.
That's a good – is he in the top 32?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's good.
I guess I didn't like him too much. Okay.
Well,
he's good, but he had a couple really bad key fumbles last year in big games. So.
He's an injury risk, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Plus, he plays for Dallas. So.
Yeah, yeah. let's go to Jared next, then. Let's pick his – I can't believe this guy. He doesn't hate the Chiefs that much, but let's go ahead and take his running back. Thomas Jones.
Jared's really? Taking,
yeah, I guess he likes – I don't – I.
He's got it out for the Chiefs.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Does he pay attention to football much?
Yeah, he does, kind of. I know. That's okay. All right, that's fine. That's for him. So
that's another one I got to – is he on the list?
Well, that's a good question. I think he
well, he's way down there.
Well, then in that case, then, what about LT? That's his number two.
LT. Nope, he's way down there, too. Jared even paid attention
Come
when
on,
we talked
Jared.
About this.
No, he didn't read. He skimmed, I'm sure, knowing him.
Top three. He's picking guys like in the mid to 40s.
What about Pierre Thomas? No? What about your buddy Reggie? What about your buddy Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush will be in there.
He wants Reggie Bush. We'll give Jared Reggie Reggie Bush.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's an injury risk. Okay, and now it's your pick, Matthew.
All right. I will take let's go quarterback.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my Carolina connection going. I'm taking rookie Cam Newton.
Nice pick. He was my number two after Tavares Jackson. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
nice.
You. Yes. He'll try to do too much. I sense a lot of turnovers.
I think you're right. So now we're back to you with it. What was that, Brandon? You agree?
I agree. I said, I hope. My favorite NFC team is the Bucks, and they're in their division, so I hope he fails miserably.
There you go.
No kidding. Yep. Okay, your pick again, Matt.
Boy, let's go with a running back. Which one's the crappiest running back?
How about that rookie? Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I got a good one. How about Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, that's running back. That's nice. A good one. Yep.
Slow and injury prone. Exactly what I'm looking for.
Yep. He's on my list. Definitely. Let's go now to Jared, and we'll go ahead and pick let's see here. What shall we do? Let's go ahead and.
He needs a receiver.
What's that?
He needs a receiver.
He does need a receiver.
Tight end kicker.
How about, is Roy Williams on the top 32 from Chicago?
Let me see.
If he is, that's a good pick. And honestly, I don't think he is because I would have had him on my list. Now, Jared, what are you doing?
I'm going to start giving him guys up the top of the list.
Jingle ass. AJ Green, Cincinnati.
Nope.
No. Braylon Edwards, San Francisco.
We can give him that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because he's in it on the newest list.
All right, we'll give him Braylon Edwards then. That's going to be for Jared. God, Jared, pay attention. Why is he on this show again? Okay. And now I guess we're to Batman. Batman, it is now. Or is it Brandon? I'm sorry, Brandon.
Brandon.
Go right ahead.
I am hoping that a first year back will bite him in the ass, especially playing with the Jets. I'm going to go with Plaxico Burress.
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, is he in the top 32?
On the newest list, he is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. All right. And now it's Batman. We need to keep this thing moving. I'm sorry. Batman, it's up to you now, pal.
Rob Baronis for kicker from Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. And now it's going to be me.
You for two.
That's right. Oh, I get to do two, don't I? Okay. Let's see here. Tough here on the wide receiver for me. I'm leaning towards a couple different guys. God, it's tough. I'm thinking about taking my number two instead of my number one. I'm gonna take my number two instead of my number one. I'm gonna take Chad Ochocinco as my wide receiver.
Going against your list,
just a tad. I won't tell you who my number one was, but I'm gonna go ahead and take him. And then for my next pick, I am. This is tough. I got a kicker left, and I've got a defense left, and I've got a coach left. And I am going to take – God, I'm going to save my coach. I'm going to save my coach, and I'm going to take Steven Hushka, whatever his name is, from Seattle for my kicker. What's his name? Hushka? Hushka?
Whatever.
Whatever his name
is. Close enough.
Yes.
Close enough.
Yes. So I've now got a defense and a coach to get. Is that right?
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. That looks like it.
And now we are back to Batman. Batman, your pick.
Tight end Ed Dixon from Baltimore.
Ooh.
Ed Dixon?
Good job, Batman.
Wow. I didn't even have him on my list. How about that? Okay. Now we are to Brandon.
I'm going to take Josh Scobie for kicker.
Okay. Josh Scobie. Scobie-dobie-doo. Okay. And now with Jared, we're going to go ahead and take Jared's kicker. His kicker is going to be none other than the New York Jets kicker, Nick Folk.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. He sucks.
Yeah, he does. You know that as a Cowboy fan.
Yes, although he doesn't suck as bad as the David Beeler for the Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys are infamous these days for having crappy kickers. So
yeah, they got kind of a good stretch going, don't they?
They certainly do. And now I guess it's to you, Matt.
Well, I'm going to go kicker two. I'm going to take Mike Nugent.
Ooh.
Kicker. Or the Bengals.
Okay. That was my number two, so very good.
Okay.
It's also your turn again.
Well, I think I'm going to save my coach, too. I'm going to go tight end. I only had one highlighted, and you took him. So let's go with – no, he's going to be too good. Let's take Heath Miller, Steelers.
Interesting. Okay. Good pick. Okay. Now we're back to Jared, and Jared still has to take what? I am confused now.
Jared needs a tight end.
Okay.
He needs a coach.
Okay.
And is that it?
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and just stand, go with the norm yep. here for him, and I'm going to take, for his coach, Todd Haley, because that's number two on his list after Rex yeah. Ryan. So that'll be Jared's coach, and now we are to Brandon.
I am going to go with Dustin Keller, tight end.
Hmm, okay. Very good. It's a good one. He gets hurt, if I remember yep. correctly. Yes. And now we are to Batman. Batman, your next pick.
Okay, I've got Brandon Gibson for wide receiver from St. Louis.
Ooh, is he in the top 32 right now? Maybe he's No. He's, top 32, pal.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
It's okay.
Chad
it's
all right. Ocho.
No, you. I just took him.
Oh, you did.
That, now you lose your wide receiver. Now, a guy that's already
that happens
taken.
In every fantasy draft. Real or fake? Does.
Braylon Edwards, San Francisco.
That's twice in a row.
Is he? Wait a minute.
He's gone too.
He's
we gave him
yeah,
to
he's
Jared.
Gone. He's gone too.
Darn
yeah,
it. Yeah. I didn't know. Okay, yeah. let me find one more.
Keep trying.
Damn it. Okay, how about Pierre Garçon?
That's a good one.
That'll work. That'll work. I was going to suggest that you take a guy named Randy Moss. Oh, wait. Never mind. Okay. Now we are – I'm going to finish my draft right now, aren't I?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. I need to pick both my defense and my head coach. And the head coach thing is very tough because I can think of a lot of guys. I've got – I won't even give you all their names right now, but I'm going to take my number two. I'm going to take Tom Coughlin because I think there's a good chance that he may swear. You just, I mean, I don't know if he ever swears in post-game press conferences, but chances are good that he might this year. So I'm taking Tom Coughlin for my coach. And for my defense, I'm going to take Jacksonville Jaguars Ooh, defense. One. And I'm going to designate Aaron Kampman as my injury risk.
Wow, good Aaron job. Kampman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And my team is complete. My crap ballers are complete. And now we'll go back to Batman, and he will pick his – what's his next one?
I think he just needs a coach.
Coach. Oh.
So, Batman, if you just want to give us a team, we can
– Name a team. Name a team, and we'll give you their coach. Pick a team. Any
Seattle.
Team. Seattle. That's a good one. Pete Carroll. I had him on my list, so that's a good one. Okay. And your team is now complete. And now we are to Brandon. Brandon, your last pick.
I am going to go with the Oakland defense.
Okay.
And Richard Seymour is my injury.
Ah, Seymour Butts. Very good. Very good.
Nice.
And now to Jared. What does Jared have left?
Jared needs tight end.
Oh, a tight end. We're going to give him Jermaine Gresham of the Cincinnati Bengals. Bungles.
All right. So okay. I'm it.
You're it. Or,
this is like Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes, Mr. Irrelevant to end the draft.
Let's go with brand new 49ers coach.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Harbaugh.
Very good. He was on my list as well. Very good.
Yeah.
Also on my coaches list, by the way, were Jack Del Rio, John Fox, and Mike Shanahan. But Mike Shanahan probably never swears. He's too calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jack Del Rio, John Fox, I can see them swearing this year. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're done. Are you excited? Everybody excited? I'm kind of excited about yep. this. Woo! Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, as this show tapes, it is prior to the opening game of the season, but I don't think anybody picked any Packers or Saints, did we?
No.
I don't think so.
Those guys are way too good for our league.
Way too good. Way too good, so it won't matter. Sunday, it all begins for Brad Westmar, Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. We'll see how crappily our players can do. Brandon, thank you so much for participating, and Magic Matt will be posting the standings and stats on bradwestmar.com every week on by what, Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday, right?
Tuesday we'll have them. Yeah, Tuesday. It won't take
so,
long.
Brandon, thanks for joining us, pal, and we shall be in touch.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Good work, Brandon.
Yeah, very nice work. Very nice work. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I got a little special gift called the MMQB for everybody. So we'll take a break real quick, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
Attention radio listeners, join us now for yet another exciting adventure with Steve Darwin, Fearless Explorer.
Boy, today we're in the St. John's River in central Florida to get up close with the West Indian manatee. The average female sea cow grows about 10 feet in length. Look at the flippers on this one. She's beautiful.
Uh-oh. I think I hear a powerboat approaching.
I don't think the powerboat sees me. Fortunately, we're in a no-wake zone. So I'm in no real danger.
Oh, son of a bitch! The prop from that powerboat got a huge gash in my neck. I'm gushing blood like a stock. Oh, well, that wasn't so bad. In fact, I can't feel anything from the neck down. Wait a minute. There is nothing from the neck down. I've been decapitated. I hope my wife fishes my body from the river before the alligators get a hold of it. But still, I'm a new real danger.
Oh my! Join us again next time for another adventure at Steve Darwin, Fearless Explorer!
Helping people across the pond with their insomnia every Friday night. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Matt, I think that draft went exceptionally well, my friend.
I do too. Went great. It's going to be fun watching these guys fail.
I agree. I'm excited. And Batman, really, I mean, he participated pretty well too, I think. So I'm looking forward to it. He might beat us all. You know,
for a guy that doesn't supposedly know football, he did quite well.
He did do well on the fly there. So without further ado, I've mentioned this guy before. We've got Peter King Sucks on Facebook. You can go there and find it and like it. Peter King may be one of the worst writers to ever make a good living in America when it comes to sports. I mean, and I just want to kind of give you guys an idea as to how bad he really is. And here's my take on Peter King and his SportsIllustrated.com Monday morning quarterback. And of course, Matt, I couldn't do this without some theme music. So here we go. Stand by. Hey, everybody. This is Peter King, Monday morning quarterback. No matter that it's Labor Day and that no real games took place over the weekend, things are happening. The NFL doesn't take a holiday when others do. Peyton Manning's back grew increasingly sore over the weekend. I should know because I massaged it all weekend long. My gut feeling is Manny misses the first start of his 14-year NFL career Sunday, and Kerry Collins starts. On the way to defend their title, the Packers have crafted one of the quirkiest rosters I've seen in a long time. 5 tight ends, 8 offensive linemen, 10 linebackers, 6 outside linebackers. It wasn't a grand scheme, GM Ted Thompson told me Sunday. We just kept the best players. In Ted, they trust up there, and rightfully so. Or as I like to say it, in Brett Favre, I thrust. Man, it was bad. Really, really bad. I forgot to loop my music, too. I love the loop. I love the music. Here we go. I did it again.
That's perfect for him.
I thought so. Hey, everybody. This is Peter King. I got to find my paper here. Hang on. Let me see here.
That's perfect. That's just how he writes.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. All right. Here we go. Let me see. Things I think I think. I can't believe I write that. Things I think I think. Detroit cut veteran cornerback Nathan Vasher. And this isn't good since I predicted on TV that they might go to the Super Bowl. But I said they might go to the Super Bowl. I was going out on a limb there. The corner position for Detroit is a who's who of players who could keep the Lions out of the playoffs. Alphonso Smith, Chris Houston, and Eric Wright are the ones the Lions are keeping for now. If I were GM Martin Mayhew, I'd pick up Joselio Hansen, cut by the Eagles. Now! Pick him up now! Now! Green Bay, as I wrote earlier in the column, did a strange thing by keeping 5 tight ends. I don't think I've ever seen that. And God knows I remember if I saw 5 tight ends. Yes, sir. Houston made my favorite move of the weekend. The Texans signed Mr. Alexander, a rookie from Florida State, to the practice squad after waiving him. His parents named him Mr., so if anyone shortened his name to MR, it would mean mentally ready. Huh, I love that. By the way, kudos to Bill Belichick for letting Sanders walk last Monday. I'm talking about some guy named Sanders who played. Oh, James Sanders is what it's in. He let him walk last Sunday when he had time to catch up on another team. Bill Belichick is such a great guy, isn't he? Man.
San Diego. The other story out of San Diego's camp is that Bob Sanders made it through healthy. We'll see if he can finally make it through a season healthy. Predicting Sanders' fate can be hazardous to one's mental health. I'm so clever, right? For some reason, this story surprises me. I had heard throughout the offseason that Tiki Barber had a suitor, a team that would sign him after his four-year hiatus from football. I knew it was in Tampa Bay, where his twin brother Rondé prepares to continue his remarkable career. I figured it was Pittsburgh, where Mike Tomlin, Rondé's former position coach with the Bucks, knew the Barbers well and had a very high regard for them. But the Steelers never came through. Plus, the Barbers and Tomlin, as you know, are all black. And when the phone stopped ringing, Sunday night, and the musical chairs of roster spots around the league had ended, and the teams had their 1,696 players set for the 2011 season. By the way, do you have any idea how long it took me to count that many players in the NFL? Not a single team had called Tiki Barber or his agent, Mark Lepseltler. I tried to reach Barber on Sunday, but he wasn't talking. Lepseltler told me Sunday, we are all flabbergasted that Tiki had not had an opportunity with any team. Now, I'm not flabbergasted that a 36-year-old trying to play for the first time since 2006 doesn't get a sniff. I just thought after his career Twilight performance that he was at least worth a look. God knows, I say, I've given him plenty of looks during his career. Yes. All right. Let me see what else I got here. Let me thumb through my papers. Oh, here's my favorite part of my Monday morning quarterback. Hey, everybody. I'm Peter King. I walked into the store to get coffee the other day and got behind a cheerful man about to get something to eat. When it was his turn to order, he asked, "How is the Raisin Bran here?" "How is the Raisin Bran? How is any Raisin Bran? Bran flakes with raisins, I think." I'm Peter King. I got more to say, but Batman is waving me off. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Peter King, and it's time for me to end my carnival music and my Monday morning quarterback. Thank you. Good night. You'll see me on TV sometime. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I hate that guy. I mean, I really, the guy is terrible.
You know what's so sad is that I couldn't figure out what was real and what you were just screwing around with.
Yeah, I know. Some of it.
If anybody's read his stuff, that is exactly, you're not that far off.
No, I'm really not. And he really, you're right. I mean, some of it I obviously did fake. Some of it was real. I mean, the thing about the Raisin Bran is obviously real. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, he literally has a section right here called 10 Things I Think. Okay.
Yeah, and then they're like 20 things.
Yeah, and you're right, and they're terrible. Here's number 7. I think I'd be very surprised if Matt Cassel doesn't start Sunday despite his bruised or broken ribs. That's a pain tolerance thing, and I'm sure Cassel will fight the doctors to let him play. Okay, then he also goes on to say, I think I'd be surprised if the Patriots call Randy Moss, who, as I said last month, would be willing to come back. But never say never. So he like goes out on a limb and then like brings it back all the time. He never makes a commitment to anything.
Yeah, it's the carnival music is perfect for him. That's the only way to describe him. He's just a joke.
And here's one for you, Miami Dolphin fan. I think people who've been through Miami this summer say they're going to be better than people say. People like me, I suppose. I have them fourth in the division. But you never know. I don't trust Reggie Bush to stay healthy. But that doesn't mean he won't, of course. Are you kidding me?
Perfect example.
Oh, he's just terrible. He's just
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you type a circle.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, God. We're going to do more of this more often. We got more time. We'll do more Peter King in the future. So,
yeah. You should. There's plenty to make fun of there.
I would completely agree. So without further ado, Magic Matt Forte, I think we did a great job tonight. Thank you so much for organizing Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football.
My pleasure. It was awesome. I'm excited.
I am excited, too. I'm also excited for the NFL season. Batman, thank you for participating and being the gem that you are. We're going to close this show and be here again next Friday, sans Jared Afkar, but he'll be here in spirit. So without further ado, how many times do I say effing without further ado? God! Oh, Matt, say goodbye.
Goodbye, folks.
I am Brad Westmars saying good night, you strange people. Bye. We'll
won't talk to me now. Tragedy.